And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. On a trip to suburban San Diego recently, I decided to take their highly praised light rail system to lunch. There's just something magical about getting around a city on a train. But I had an ulterior motive for riding the San Diego trolley, as they call it. I heard their new Green Line is a lot like the light rail line that's planned between UNC and downtown Durham, and I wanted to know what our train might be like. How would light rail fit in with an area that doesn't feel like a big city? The answer? It was marvelous. First off, the light rail line isn't like a big city train you may have ridden, such as the New York subway or the DC Metro, and it's not like big Amtrak or commuter trains either. The stations are smaller and fit in naturally in suburban areas. It's almost like waiting for an old-fashioned streetcar, except unlike streetcars and buses, the light rail train has its own street. At one stop in a typical suburban shopping center, you exit the train into a beautiful plaza surrounded by restaurants. It's a lot more pleasant than traipsing across a parking lot, and I can easily see the stop at Patterson Place being like the one for the San Diego trolley. But no matter how much I personally would love to ride the train, is it right for Chapel Hill? Well, consider the numbers. Between the doctors and nurses, professors and students, and all the other people at UNC and UNC hospitals, there are over 49,000 people at UNC alone, and that number is growing. And the number one route they use to get there? NC-54. Light rail trains might be smaller than big city subways, but they can carry up to 540 people. That's more than 11 jam-packed buses and hundreds of cars, which won't be in front of you on the road even if you never take the train. In 2012, Orange County voters chose to raise our own sales tax to have money for transit improvements, including the light rail train. Persistent opponents of progress, however, are hoping your elected officials forget that little detail. If you believe that light rail is the right way to provide sustainable access between UNC, Duke, and downtown Durham, remind those elected officials. Go to change.org, search for Orange Wants Light Rail, and sign the Orange Wants Light Rail petition. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.